I've written to all the National Sports Federation and associations, updating them on the implications of the urgent and necessary measures being taken by the government of Jamaica to prevent the spread of COVID-19. In keeping with the national containment and control strategy, I explained that the government has taken a number of steps, which include the following: discouraging and restricting non-essential travel outside of Jamaica, especially to countries that have reported cases of the virus, which is now a global pandemic. The discouraging and restricting large gatherings. Denying and rescinding the granting of permits for the staging of events during the next 14 days in the first instance. And the closing of schools for a period of 14 days in the first instance. In my letter to the heads of sports federations, I noted that the necessary measures would have a direct impact on entertainment and sport, including Jamaica's participation in regional and possibly international competitions, as well as the staging of competitions across the island. I urge them to follow the guidance of the health authorities, noting that the success of the measures outlined by our government is dependent on all of us, especially leaders, doing their part. I made it very clear that I cannot support any action outside of the guidance given, including the restriction of non-essential overseas travel. I also noted that the situation is dynamic and subject to regular review, and made the commitment to continue dialogue and consultation with them as the situation unfolds.